Another Wednesday upon us here as we approach 9:10 and joined once again by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Doing good.
Good deal. Well, we got lots going on as the spring is underway.
It is.
And the swimming pool opened here this past weekend.
Technically, it's not technically summer, but I call it summer.
It's the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
So got to see lots of folks out and enjoying that.
Yeah.
And we got lots of visitors in town, so always good.
Always good thing. So
what do we have?
Now, tell me something before I get
yes.
started on all this. I wanted to see if you already talked about this morning, but the spaceship in the sky that everybody saw. Have you talked about that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So I know that it was on, I saw all kinds of people on social media, you know, I got a video. What is this thing in the sky? And so it wasn't just in Coffeyville. It was all over the United States. Well, not all over, but in this region. But it was the SpaceX Dragon that was bringing back astronauts. So yeah, so that's what it was. They landed in, now I'm trying to remember where they landed, but anyway, so they landed in some
water.
Do you
know about what time that was by chance?
It was in the evening,
mm-hmm.
so it was early evening.
Sure.
Wasn't too late, but I don't know the exact
Man,
time. No, there's all kinds of video. Just look.
I'll have to check it out. I feel gypped now.
Yeah, everybody was like, what is this thing flying through the air? You know, so yeah, that's what it was. It was SpaceX returning to Earth. So, okay, some other good things happening in our community. The Coffeyville Historical Society received $100,000 grant. Which is good money, to help improvements at the Brown Mansion. Now, I say that's good money, but at the Brown Mansion, that's a drop in the bucket. It just takes so much to keep that beautiful place going. But we are so excited they received that grant and are going to move forward on some great projects. Shout out to a CCC instructor, Mr. Roy Schaefer. He received the National Outstanding Educator from Skills USA. So that was really amazing to hear. Plus, if I am hearing correctly, he also was retiring this year. So a great note to end on, you know, getting National Educator of the Year. So something else that I thought was kind of neat in our area, the Montgomery County Sheriff Department had to use a robot. They have these little tiny tech bots that they use, and they were able to use that to apprehend a suspect during a standoff. He was hiding in the walls.
Yeah, we had that story, and that's just, like, wild.
I mean,
a fake wall or whatever.
I know. But I just love that all of our departments, and we use technology, and we're, you know, not behind the game, even though we seem like sometimes in rural Kansas. But we've got some great people using some great technology to make sure we keep everybody safe. So I love that. Lots happening with the parks around town, as you know. I mentioned this last week, but Sherwin-Williams is nearing their Phase 3 completion. And all the stuff that's going out there is just going to be phenomenal to see. I can't wait. And then Sycamore Park is installing outdoor exercise equipment. So you can actually get a little physical out there at that Sycamore Park. So, and then, of course, all the parks are, I've just seen new things happening, new equipment. And, of course, some of the phases that they're working on because of the sales tax. So good things happening. Now, I know this seems far away, but the Christmas in Coffeyville committee is already planning a wonderful Christmas in Coffeyville this year. But they are looking for groups or organizations who are willing to create an activity or oversee an activity, to sponsor, whatever it takes to make this event grow. It takes a whole slew of people to put this on, from music to crafts, anything from the fun that's for the community and visitors to enjoy. So you can go to the Christmas in Coffeyville page and contact them there, or you can contact me and I can pass along the information. But if you've got a group and you are willing to, like I said, have some hot chocolate or have some crafts or some music or some kind of activity in the downtown area, then let us know. Of course, next week is Jay Herkelman's Camp of Champions. And I think they're still taking some, if they have any spots, for just a little bit longer, because it starts just in a few days. So
Yeah, Shay's going to be over there talking with him in about an hour here. So
oh, perfect.
We'll get an update for everyone.
That's always fun. Yes. And speaking of basketball, so Phil Kinley announced that Tyler Coots has accepted the new ladies head basketball position. So congrats to Tyler. Nacy's Blessed Hand Salon has a new temporary location. They were out on the west end of town, but right now, temporarily, she's located at 718 West Maple. That's the same place as First Impressions Barbershop, so just down the street from you. So she'll be there for a few months at least, and then while she's searching for a new location. So give Nacy a call, and she'd be happy to get you all settled in. Okay, all kinds of events coming up, of course, as we kick off summer. Auction this weekend.
Yeah.
Are you finally done collecting items?
Oh, probably not. I'm sure they're going to still come in. I mean, we're going to get to where we can't walk through the lobby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love seeing all the items. A lot of good stuff. So make sure that you make plans to go out Saturday and check all the items out and get some good deals.
And you haven't even seen the back room. It's a regular feed store.
Oh, no,
there.
I haven't. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
no.
Wild.
Wow. Also on June 3rd is the Brian Kinsley Memorial Demo Derby. That is always a fun night, and it's just a lot of excitement. So make sure you make plans to go out to the Demo Derby this Saturday. Next week is Business Over Breakfast. As I mentioned before, a lot of really great speakers. So we'd love to invite you all to come and join us. That is next Wednesday. And then, of course, I'll come afterwards and share all the highlights from the day. On June 10th is Coffeeville Cruising Night, and it's going to be on 11th Street. Now, sometimes I know they have it on 8th, sometimes 11th, but so right now this cruising night is on 11th Street.
And I think kind of meet in the parking lot there across from Sonic, kind of
yes.
The Simple Simons area.
Yeah, yeah. They really do welcome all cars. I mean, so whether it's you got your wonderful classics, you got your new ones, or just you just want to get out and cruise and have fun. Throwback days of when we all grew up and went cruising around.
Sure.
So. Need some kid activities, so there's a few things coming up. The library has a list of all kinds of activities coming up this summer. I know that either the next week or the week after they've got a storyteller coming in, magic show, all kinds of stuff. So, and then the K-State Extension Office is offering a kids cooking class on the 13th through the 15th. So a couple fun things for your kiddos to get started on. Now, these are a little bit further down, but I want to go ahead and let everybody know to save the date. Put them on your calendar. June 30th is the one-day fair and rodeo sale. So that's when you get the best prices. Basically, you buy a fun pass, and after two events, basically, it takes care of itself. So it's a lot of fun, and we want everybody to come out and make it a big support, a big fair. You can go to fairandrodeo.com. So they have the best web address that I'm like, all the other fair and rodeos around, nobody got it because we've been around a long time. But if you go out there, you can get a list of all the events happening this August, and we're super excited about it. Another one-day sale is not happening until July, but I want to go ahead and tell you about it. It's our Hops Around Town Brew Fest. We're doing a one-day sale to give you some great prices. So mark your calendar for that. More details coming, but I am looking for a few more sponsors to help us out because we are bringing in some great musicians. First of all, I have one gentleman that I'm really excited about, and also need people to help us with our cornhole tournament and our barbecue cookoff and all kinds of stuff. If you've never been, because I had someone ask me this the other day, what is a barbecue cookoff? Like how do we participate?
Sure.
Right? How does the general public? So basically you come in and you pay a fee. I think ours is $10. They give you this to-go box and you literally go around to about 10, 20 different places and get a sample. It seems like not much, but I've been to some of these and after about the fourth sample, I'm already like getting full and I'm like,
sure.
Okay, give me just a nibble. I mean, there's so much food, but you get to go around, sample them all, and then you get to vote on your favorites. So, and we have a lot of teams coming this year, so I'm excited for that. That is going to be in October. I didn't think I put it on here, but also the Dalton Defender Days, they are starting to make their plans for October, and I know they have vendor applications out, and so I'll get some more details on that soon. And then this is a ways off, but they announced it just this week. Carter Automotive is announcing their annual bike and car show, and that'll be September 16th. It was downtown right behind Carter Automotive, but it's growing. It's getting bigger. And so they've moved it out to Walter Johnson Park. So that'll be going on. That's just a few things. I know we've got a lot more going on, but if you and your organization or business or group has an event coming up this summer, make sure you jump on our community calendar and add it, or give me a call and we'll get it up, posted out here so everybody knows what's going on in the community.
Okay, good deal. Well, appreciate it as always, Candy. And of course, you're just a phone call away if people have questions and get a hold of you at the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Stop by 251-2550 or stop by the office. Come in, get an IC, whatever works, email, Facebook. So it's all good. So it just made me think of something else that was going on.
Right.
But now
the IC machine's going full blast. That's all
it
good,
is. So. It is. It's going full blast. So everything's going good. Lots of visitors this time of year. Oh, my gosh. They're just coming in gangbusters. So that's nice to see.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. Look forward to chatting again here soon.
All right. Thanks.
And we'll be back to open line before you know it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.